Yo, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim. All right, so the video, how to fast. So I'm not really gonna talk too much about like the benefits of fasting, or whatever. I'll just tell you how I do it and how I've been doing it the last 3 years. So first and foremost, I think the logical start is actually thinking about the day before the fast, where you're kind of worrying about. Where essentially the day before, you just eat a shitload of meat and bitter greens, and as a consequence, you don't wake up the next day hungry. So the night before, eat like a shitload of fatty meats. So I like to eat like fatty pork, you know, fatty cuts of beef or fatty cuts of chicken, whatever it may be. And actually as a consequence, yeah, the next day you're not hungry and you could start the day off to a good start. So typically when I wake up, and also just try to make sure you sleep a lot. So wake up, preferably without an alarm, drink a strong cup of black coffee, drink lots of cold ice water or whatever it is. And what you're trying to do is, you're trying to extend your fast as long as possible. I think the simplest way to think about it is just follow like what Muslims do during Ramadan, where you essentially just don't eat food. Just break your fast once the sun goes down. So essentially, as long as there's still daylight outside, just don't eat food. Now some people are like, oh, is that safe, blah, blah. I mean, I've been doing it for 3 years and I'm not dead yet. And I'm probably in the best condition of my personal life. And also, you know, there's millions of people who are Muslim who fast and they don't even drink water or coffee during their fast. So certainly it's not dangerous. So we could just get that out of the way. So the way I'm able to extend my fast is, yeah, during the day, you know, work out, gets a lot of sunshine, get a lot of the vitamin D's. And typically I find that one of the best ways to fast during the day is to, you know, move around a lot, to walk as much as humanly possible, to sit as little as possible. And, you know, and I really think that with fasting, to think about a binary perspective is a lot easier, because then it's just like, it's very simple. As long as there's sun outside, you don't eat food. And what can you do instead? Drink lots of cold water. You could drink tea, either caffeinated or decaf. You could drink lots of black coffee, which is I typically do. And this is also the thing too, is that don't fast because other people tell you it's good for you. Just do it because you want to do it. Because I know that for myself, the personal benefits I've gotten is that I think really fasting is the fountain to youth. So even now at age 32, I'm way buffer and lower body fat than I was even a decade ago. And I think intermittent fasting has been hugely beneficial for that. And you know, there's a lot of guys who don't do the fasting thing because they're like, oh, I need to eat every 2 hours or some nonsense like that. But the downside of that is that you're essentially, like, you're kind of screwing up your metabolism, I think. And actually, the holy grail of bodybuilding is you're trying to, you know, increase muscle mass and you're trying to decrease body fat at the same time. And I think the best way I've been able to do this is that, you know, during the day, do a lot of body weight exercises, lift a lot of weights, whatever it may be. And then when you break your fast, just eat a shitload of meat. And personally, all I do is I eat fatty cuts of beef, pork, chicken, whatever it is. I drink a lot of broth, so I like to do the crock pot. And also like to eat like fermented foods like kimchi or sauerkraut, whatever it is. And it could be super cheap too. Like I could buy, you know, pork loin shoulder or whatever for 99 cents a pound. Yo, I bought a 10 pound of pork for $10, for 10 pounds. And even me, like on my most ambitious days, I'm only able to eat about maybe 5 pounds. And that's like $5, right? And then so essentially I just eat one huge ass meal a day, and I just eat as much meat as I can, as much bitter greens as I can, like kale and collard greens. And if I'm still hungry at the end of the night, I'll just fill it up with myself with the almonds, and then I just go to sleep. And I think in terms of times to break your fast, obviously it changes depending on what time of year it is. So right now here in Providence, sunset's around 8 p.m. So I'm just gonna go like Ramadan style, where, you know, as long as there's sun out there, I'm not going to do none. So some practical tips. During the day, if you want to extend your fast, if you're just tired during the day, just take a nap. Now that we're all living in COVID lifestyle, you don't have to worry about going into work probably. But if you do or whatever, at least just experiment on the weekends, where if you're home all day, yeah, just the ways to distract yourself during the fast: drink more water, drink more coffee, green tea, black tea, whatever you have it. Listen to music, do bodyweight exercises, push-ups, do a, yo, what's up, man? Yeah. Yeah. What y'all doing? Just chilling? You guys Brown students? All right. How you guys surviving?
We're doing all right. We actually were just eating a bagel, enjoying the view up there.
Oh, right on. You guys bodybuilders?
No, we're not, but we work out a lot.
So how you guys been able to stay swole during COVID?
We made a gym in our basement and been doing a lot of at-home workouts.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out Samantha Jade, SoulCycle. That's what we've been doing.
A lot of, you know, growth hormone and stuff like that.
Like test?
Yeah.
All the gear?
Yep.
The roids?
Not the roids.
No roids?
Yeah, not the roids. I'm a healthy guy.
Yeah, no, you look pretty big.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm chilling. I'm doing well.
Chilling?
Been here for a while.
Yeah.
Pretty hungover.
We can give you more of a tease if you want, though.
Show oh, yeah. Oh, I saw the abs, dude. Like, I can see your traps from here, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm
do
just
you have
trying
a
to.
Good following online?
You can just search me on YouTube. I'm Eric Kim, E-R-I-C, last name Kim, like kimchi because I'm Korean.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I actually do mostly like photography, and vlogging is just something I do for fun. But,
do you get a lot of views on your vlogs?
Not that much, truth be told, but I just kind of do it for fun.
Yeah.
And like, most people know me for photography, but I just been getting more into like lifting weights and powerlifting and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're looking pretty good.
Oh, thanks, man.
You taking anything?
Nah, dude. No protein powder, no supplements, no creatine. And I do intermittent fasting. I don't eat anything until 8 p.m. And then I just eat like 5 pounds of pork. Straight up, man. Straight up.
You think that's good?
I think it's good. Like, I've been able to keep my body fat pretty low. And I've been gaining the gains. And like, even I've done this for the last 3 years, and even when I used to lift at Brown, I could. Oh, guess what my one rep max for a deadlift is?
What?
Want to guess?
315. 500.
Less.
450.
455.
Oh.
Four plates and 25.
I just squatted that the other day, actually.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wait, you squat that at your home gym?
Yeah.
You have all the weights?
Yeah.
How'd you get all those?
I've just had them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we both, I mean, we play D1 sports, so we have gyms at our house.
Oh, what sport y'all play?
Lacrosse.
Oh, yeah. Dude, lacrosse, so you got some hard motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, yeah. Like, what's the dirtiest trick that's happened to you?
Take a butt in and hit somebody in the balls, probably. That's what you gotta do.
Well, are you allowed to wear the cups?
You can wear them, yeah. But, like, it's kind of annoying, so we don't usually wear them.
So, how's what year are you guys?
We're gonna be juniors.
So what's your whole take on the whole COVID-19 thing for you guys as like student athletes?
I mean, it sucks. It ruined our season.
I mean, and the NCAA is not doing a good job of, you know, like mitigating the circumstances, but